What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Linus, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Today, we are going to be talking about Candace Owens, Joe Button, and Peter Rosenberg. I'm going to give you guys just a backstory. We're going to read a little article, and then we're going to talk about it. First of all, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is the morning show, Let's Argue with Prince Carlton, but I'm Seth Linus. Make sure you support the channel. And we're going to talk about what's going on with Joe Button. So Joe Button, on his podcast, he came out and said that he really likes things that Candace Owens is saying, aside from politics, okay? And I think he said that he would interview her or whatever, or have her on the show or whatever. Candace Owens replied with she would love and she would accept the invite for them to, you know, sit down, have a conversation, interview, whatever. And it actually happened. There was a picture taken with Joe Button and Candace Owens together. Somehow this has sparked a comment from Peter Rosenberg. Now, it reminded me of when Van Jones went on The View and they really were disgusted with Van Jones for the fact that he had a conversation with Candace Owens. And I'm thinking to myself, why are people who are not black, and even people who are black, let's just say people who are not black, why do they have a problem with two black people coming together to have a conversation, even if they have opposing views? Okay? It seems like they want us in constant beef. Well, we're going to go ahead and tap into this article real quick. Here we go. So this is Hip Hop DX. Candace Owens hits back at plantation supervisor Peter Rosenberg over Joe Button criticism. Candace Owens has caught wind of Peter Rosenberg's comments about her meeting with Joe Button and issued a scathing response in return. On Wednesday, the political commentator tweeted Hip Hop's DX article about the media personality, criticizing the former Slaughterhouse MC for giving her a platform and shared her thoughts about it. I love this so much. I don't know who Peter Rosenberg is, but I want to thank him for freaking out about me and Joe Button speaking with one another, she began. One of the topics me and Joe cover is who exactly is behind trying to prevent and fracture Black American relationships via the media. Literally, who the hell is at Rosenberg Radio, who grew up in one of the wealthiest towns in America, to step to two Black people who came from nothing to tell them they shouldn't speak? Who the hell is Peter Rosenberg? Serious question. Peter Rosenberg, I would like to invite you to shut the hell up when Black people are speaking with one another. She concluded, Peter Rosenberg is a plantation supervisor. His dad, MJ Rosenberg, worked on Capitol Hill for Democrat senators and House members for 20 years and then worked with AIPAC for 6 years thereafter. As Joe Button and so discussed, there is a government vested interest in keeping Black Americans ignorant while they are fed filth, a 70% illiteracy rate is proof of that. So that was her, Candace Owens' response to Peter Rosenberg, who, let's see, do they have it in his, okay, so response to Peter Rosenberg, who said this as a comment. After initially responding to the image with a facepalm emoji, the Hot 97 host wrote, "So sick of the idea that conversations need to be had with bigots, trolls, and immoral a-holes. Exchanging ideas among smart, good people is useful. Hearing a hateful hack babble about hate is not worth anyone's time. So I don't think those words describe Candace Owens. I think somebody can clip some things up, and if they put it in the right way, you know what I'm saying, they could probably get you to believe that. But anybody who knows Candace Owens, listen to a lot of the stuff that she say, you know, you might agree with some stuff, some things she say, and you might disagree with some things she say, but she's not a bigot, immoral, you know what I'm saying? She's somebody to have a conversation with, see? And that's the one thing why people outside of our community don't understand. Yo, we always talk with our sisters. We always talk with our sisters. We don't care what position, what mind frame, what it stands for. It's our duty to always talk with our sisters. We always got to have that common dialogue. And the media is continuing. They're trying to drive that wedge. Not just the media, but society is trying to drive that wedge in between black men and black women to where we can't have a conversation. They actually mostly want black women to look down on black men. But we're not going to let that happen. We're going to have great conversations with our women and our sisters. And I congratulate Joe Budden and Candace Owens for coming together and having this having a conversation. I don't even know what the conversation was about. They could have agreed on everything. Who knows? But it's the fact they had the conversation is wonderful. Black people don't do this with other communities, man. We are the only community where it seems that white liberals want to tell us who our heroes and sheroes should be. You know, we can choose our own heroes. We can choose who we want to have a conversation with. We can choose who our own icons, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I stood up for Clarence Thomas last week, because we can choose whoever we want to have as our heroes and sheroes. And our heroes do not have to be vetted by the media and white liberals. It's not like if I like somebody, it has to be okay with CNN, or it has to be okay with MSNBC or The View or Rachel Maddow. No, I could choose whoever I want to choose. And so what's going on right now is black people are coming together, and that's the movement. And we're not going to settle for anything less. And we're not going to allow people from outside of our community tell us who we can and we cannot speak to. And that's what's going to make a difference in our communities, is when we start putting that back together. Stop demonizing one another. Because most of the demonization is coming from outside sources. And we used to listen to it. You know, I even think about, made me think about when I was reading the autobiography of Malcolm X. And they say like a thing where he was like fifth or sixth on the list when he before he died, on the list of who did black people think like helped out the most in the community or was a big part of the community, and, you know, who's a good voice for the community or a great black leader. And Malcolm X was down on the list. And the only reason why Malcolm X was so far down on the list is because the media told you he was not a good leader. Now he's a hero, you know, due to movies like Malcolm X and things like that. He's always been a hero to the people who knew. But we cannot allow them to demonize our heroes. And we cannot allow them to tell us who we can and can't have a conversation with. I don't care what they say about the Panthers. We love them. Regardless. And I don't care what they say about Candace Owens. We love her too. That's our sister. regardless of if we agree or don't agree. We love Ben Carson too, and we love Clarence Thomas, regardless if we disagree or agree. But we're going to have that conversation. That's just how it is. So big shout out to Joe Button and Candace Owens and Peter Rosenberg, man. This ain't got nothing to do with you. You need to just mind your business. All right, keep God first, y'all, and I'll catch y'all in the next video. All right, peace.